Stepping back from today's episode, the thread that connects most of these stories is the question of who controls the foundational infrastructure of AI development, and what control even means when weights can be downloaded and run locally. The Chinese open weights debate, the compute shortage, the economics of agent swarms, and local inference on Apple Silicon are all facets of the same underlying shift. AI is moving from a centralized, a PI-gated utility towards something that can be embedded, distributed, and run at the edge.
The mathematics story sits slightly apart from that thread, but it's the one I'll be thinking about longest. The idea that AI systems can now generate counterexamples to mathematical conjectures faster than human mathematicians is not a story about AI replacing mathematicians. It's a story about what tasks within mathematics are well suited to search and which ones require something more like conceptual creativity. That distinction is going to matter in a lot of fields beyond mathematics.
On the open source community side, the Jellyfin founder stepping back is a reminder that the sustainability of volunteer-driven infrastructure is a perennial challenge. Projects that millions of people depend on are often maintained by small teams of individuals who do it without compensation. That's a structural vulnerability, and it's worth paying attention to.
We should also flag our time capsule moment. A few months ago in May, we made a claim that Ukraine had struck Russian ships in the Caspian Sea. And that one was simply wrong. The Caspian Sea is landlocked and far from any territory Ukraine controls. And no such strikes happened. We also made a vague prediction about companies facing unexpected competition from unanticipated directions, which as a forecast was so nonspecific as to be unfalsifiable. Both are examples of what we try to avoid. The first was a factual error. The second was a hedge dressed up as analysis. We're mentioning it because getting things wrong is part of the process, and pretending otherwise would undermine the whole point of doing serious analysis.
Everything we covered today came from the Hacker News community at news.combinator.com. If any of these stories grabbed your attention, the Open Weights AI debate, the Xena Project mathematics post, the Jellyfin leadership change, the full articles and comment threads are there waiting. The community discussion often contains domain experts who correct, extend, or complicate the story in ways that are worth reading. We're synthesizing highlights. The original material is richer.
We also want to say genuinely, not as a sponsorship read, but because it's true, that this podcast exists because of two tools that we find remarkable. Claude Code by Anthropic handles our script generation and production automation, and Perplexity handles the real-time topic discovery and research that lets us cover breaking HN stories the same day they surface. Both are doing things that would have been impractical to build without AI assistance, and we're grateful for them.
If you're interested in broader current events, geopolitics, markets, macroeconomic developments, our companion show Intellijix Daily News covers that territory. Worth checking out if today's topics about AI, geopolitics, and global competition left you wanting more context on the international backdrop.
We'll be back tomorrow with whatever the HN community surfaces overnight. Thanks for listening to Intellijix HN Daily.
See you then.